That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Well, the old fellows received quite a shock when the sergeant they hired through the employment service arrived the other day. Sergeant D.M. Hartford, to whom they had given a 6-month guarantee and the general managership of the store, turned out to be Sergeant Viola Hartford, late of the wax. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, many times you've heard us say, when your tablets get down to 4, that's the time to buy some more. Yes, folks, when your Alka-Seltzer tablets get down to 4, that is the time to see your druggist and buy some more. And then you'll be prepared if an occasional touch of acid indigestion comes along to make you uncomfortable. Now, that's sound advice, because Alka-Seltzer can give real two-way relief. It can help ease the upset feeling in your stomach, and it can help reduce excess gastric acidity. Yes, Alka-Seltzer can help you to feel better fast. And that's why you hear it said so often, when you have a touch of acid indigestion, be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. So get a package from your nearby druggist as soon as possible. Now, your druggist also has it by the glass at the soda fountain. And remember, when you have a touch of acid indigestion, be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner sitting on boxes in the feed room of the Jotham Down store, eating their lunch.
Listen. Well, you better hurry up and eat now. The sergeant's just giving us 25 minutes for lunch, you know.
Yeah, I know it, but I'm just too dead blame tired to eat, and that's all they are to it. We'll go to a frazzle.
Oh, well, I am too, but I still think you ought to eat, Mom. That's the only way we can get up enough strength to keep up with all the work that Sarge has given us to do.
Oh, don't even mention that word work to me, Abner. Strange, I've never did so much of it in all my life.
No, me neither.
Scrubbing, washing, polishing, lifting, moving, shoving. Look at my hands. Blistered.
Well, what does she want that floor in there clean enough to eat off of her? Law me, we ain't aiming to have folks eat off on the floor, are we?
Well, I think that's just some expression she picked up in the Army, more than likely. I don't believe she actually aims to have anybody eat off on the floor.
I know this. Wait a minute. You don't reckon she's going to have us do that, do you?
Oh, no.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Of course, on the other hand, I wouldn't put it past her
myself. No, sir, not that woman. No, sir.
And after some of the stuff she's been having us do around here.
Yeah, well. Well, what are we going to do about it? That's what I'm going to do.
I don't know.
Well, I can't put up with it much longer. I know that. I just can't do it.
I can't neither, but I don't know what we can do. We give her that 6-month guarantee, you know.
Yeah.
Looks like all we can do is just wait out for 6 months and then get shut of her.
Well, we'll never last 6 months. If this keeps up, she'll get shut of us in about 6 days.
Well, where we made our mistake was in not seeing her before we hired her.
Where we made our mistake was in hiring her, if you want my opinion.
Yeah, I know. When that employment service said they had a sergeant for us, naturally I thought it was a man sergeant.
Why, of course, anybody would.
If I'd know they'd send us a female woman whack, I'd have never let her be general manager. I can tell you that right now.
Well, Mom, can't we sort of unpromote her back to just a clerk or something like that? A delivery boy, maybe. That's a good job for her.
Oh, that was part of the guarantee we give her. General manager, full control.
That's gummit anyway. Here we thought we was going to take life so easy around here. Be practical retards, you might say. And now look at us. Couple of yard dogs is all we are.
Yeah, what be some of that hammock we was going to swing back here?
Oh, Lomi, Lom, I wouldn't dare bring that thing down here for no amount of money.
Yeah, or to be bored for the simples.
Yeah, we must have lost the spoke to summer.
And the worst part of it is, since she set such strict working hours for it, I don't know how to get over to the schoolhouse to hold football practice.
football practice. Well, I don't want you to go over anyway, Lum. Leave me here alone with that sergeant. She's liable to beat me to death.
Now, I've got to get over there, though. Miss Emmeline's expecting me.
Yeah, but, Lum, you don't have to coach the team every day, do you?
Well, of course I do.
Well, they're going pretty good now. You win the game again, Mount Ivy last Friday.
Yeah, but it was a pretty close game, though. 67-60.
Well, it's your own fault for not using Cedric in the second half of the game, Lum.
Well, I couldn't use him. He went home.
Huh?
When the first half was done and the teams went off in the field, he thought the game was over and went on home.
Further, Lynn, take the life of that boy.
Yeah, he made all 67 of our points in that first half. And then in the second half, Mount Ivy made their 60 points.
Oh, yeah, they were going strong.
Well, the game would have lasted a little longer. They'd have beat us.
Yeah, well, you win it anyway. I don't want you to leave me here alone in this store with her now.
Well, I've got to, Abner. I've just got to study up some way to get the sergeant to let me off at least 4 o'clock.
Well, I reckon you could ask her, but I've got my doubts if it'll do you any good, Lum.
Grannies, I'm still one of the owners of this store, though. And I ought to be able to do what I want to around here.
Yeah, you ought to be able to.
Well, I'm going to, too. You just watch and see.
Well, I wish you luck, Lum. Maybe I know you have got the right idea. Maybe I ought to tell her that I'm sick and tired of Hannah. Oh, my goodness.
For goodness sake, Abner, watch yourself.
Huh?
You practically jumped clean off of that box there.
Oh, I can't help it, Lum. Every time that sergeant calls me, I just might nigh leap right out of my skin. That's all I hear all night long in my sleep. Peabody, Peabody.
You better get in there,
Abner. Oh, there's that whistle. Oh, that means business. Yes, sir. Yes, Mom.
Ever!
Yes, Mom.
Come on, Mom.
I'm coming. Then if I can tell you one thing, though, I'm getting off at 4 o'clock today or I'll know the reason why.
Wait a minute. Line up.
All right, then. Right over here. That's it. Have a good lunch?
Yes, Mom.
Good. Let's not forget about wearing those neckties tomorrow.
No, Mom.
Say, this afternoon, I'm...
In a minute, Edwards, in a minute.
Oh.
There's a few things I want to take up at this time, and the first... At ease, men. You don't have to stand at attention like that. This isn't an army post. It's a store. Civilian store. Bear that in mind at all times.
Yes, Mom.
First, I want to say that the place looks fairly clean now.
Thank you.
Passable, anyway. Let's see that it's kept that way.
Yes, Mom.
All right. Next, I want you to pick out any shelf in this store and look at it.
Say, I'm coach of the Pine Ridge Posse.
In a minute, Edwards. Pick out any shelf and run your eye along the merchandise, and what do you see? Peabody, what do you see?
Why, merchandise?
I mean, specifically, what do you see? Take that shelf there, for example. Look at it. One can of tomatoes. Next to it, two bars of soap, then a can of peaches, mouth traps, olives, work gloves, paper towels, canned hominy, two shaving mugs, more olives, condensed milk, ketchup, more olives. You see what I mean, Edward?
Yeah, we have got a nice stock of olives on hand.
I'm talking about how jumbled everything is. And that's the way every shelf in this store is. Any place you look, you can see one can of tomatoes.
Well, natural.
What did you say?
That's a special system we got. Studied it up ourselves.
Yeah, how'd you like it?
You see, the idea is that if a customer comes in and wants a can of tomatoes, why, wherever you're standing, all you have to do is just reach up and get a can of them. Don't have to go tracing all over the store first.
Well, that's how. How can you ever take inventory that way? How do you know what stock you've got on hand or how much of it?
Well, I don't know. I never much bothered about it. Somebody wants something, why... We can general find them a can of it somewhere. That's all there are to it.
That's all there is to it, eh?
Yes, Mom. See, the customer generally does the hunting for themselves anyway. Most of them knows where the stuff is at better than we do.
Yeah.
So it ain't actual much concern of ours.
No concern of yours, eh?
No, and if they don't find it here, we ought to send them over to Dick Huddleston's store. He's got a good stock of stuff over there.
Oh, well. Yeah. If that isn't a fine way to run a business.
Thank you, Mom.
Well, That heads the agenda for this afternoon.
Yes,
we're going to take every single piece of merchandise off every single shelf, take a complete inventory, and get a little system around here. All right, let's get to work.
I'm the head coach over at the school, and this afternoon, along about 4 o'clock...
Oh, one other thing. Wait. I want to talk to you, man, about the Victory Loan. You've kept up on your bond buying, of course.
Well, yes, Mom. See, we bought them all during the war, but, well, we don't need to now that the war's over, you know.
What do you mean you don't need to? What about all those boys in the hospital? Where do you think the money's coming from to take care of them?
Well,
what about the families of the men who are never coming back? Don't you think we owe them quite a bit?
Strange, we sure do.
And what about the veterans? Their mustering out pay. Loans to help them get started again. Who's going to pay for the education we promised them? We sent them over there to do our dirty work, and we can't let them down now.
No, sir, you're right. We can't.
As a matter of fact, we've still got a lot of boys overseas in occupation armies. We still got to house and feed them and give them medical care. And we don't know how long that'll be. And you, Peabody, you think there's no need to buy bonds anymore.
Well, you see...
Abner never meant bonds.
Oh, no.
We're going to buy just as many as we ever bought. More.
Yeah, more.
All right. That's better. Now then, let's get to work. And I want you to work fast because you're going to knock off at 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock?
Yeah.
Much obliged to you. Now, I know you'd see it my way.
Starting at 4 o'clock and continuing until 6. I want you and Peabody to go out and canvass the town for the Victory Loan Drive. And don't come back until you've sold every person in Pinewood.
Well, well, well. If this keeps up, the Pine Ridge Possums will have to get a new coach, and the old fellows will have to get a new set of muscles. So join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, wakeful nights certainly can make you feel all dragged out the next day, and that's not very pleasant. Now, perhaps you haven't slept as well as you should because nervous tension has kept you keyed up and jittery. Well, when nervous tension ruins your restful nights and spoils your days, try Miles Nervy. It's been making good for over 60 years. And that's why we say, to help you relax and sleep well, remember, try Miles Nervy. It has helped bring restful nights and tension-free days to thousands. Yes, folks, if nervous tension sometimes spoils your day and helps to make you and your friends miserable, call on Miles Nervy. All drugstores have it in two forms. Effervescent tablets at 35 and 75 cents, and liquid Nervine, 25 cents and $1. Nervine is a quality medicinal product. Caution, use only as directed. Remember, for restful nights and tension-free days, ask your druggist for Miles Nervine. It's Nervine, N-E-R-V-I-N-E, Miles Nervine.